Welcome back to Beta. I'm Doug Gordon. Do you remember a time when The Simpsons wasn't on television? Me neither. It's now in its 29th season. One of my favorite Simpsons characters is the guy who runs Springfield's convenience store, the Quickie Mart. His name is Apu. Comedian Hurry Kondabolu has a problem with Apu. And after I watched Hurry's documentary, I have to admit that I'm not such a big Apu fan either.
We've had an amazing run the last few years with more Indians in the public eye than ever before. There's like 14 of us now. There's now enough Indian people where I don't need to like you just because you're Indian. Because growing up, I had no choice but to like this.
Serving the customer is merriment enough for me. Thank you, come again.
Hey, Ganesha, want a peanut?
Please do not offer my god a peanut. You stealing squishies? Please pay for your purchases and get out and come again.
Oh, no, it is encrusted with filth. Oh, well, let's sell it anyway. Now this is just between me and you.
Part of the problem is, at that time in particular, how few representations there were of South Asians and a lot of other groups. And so the few representations there are extremely important. But then, that begs the question, who's in control of those representations? And often they're not the people from the communities. Like, there were no brown people making Apu, right? Those are white comedy writers, white executives, white voice actor.
Yeah.
And so that's clearly a problem, the idea of being depicted without your say. And then, there's a lineage in this country. There's a history in this country, I should say, a history of poor racial representation, of caricatures, of minstrelsy. You know, this stems back a long time in this country. And Apu is part of that greater lineage. I don't think it's the same as black minstrelsy. I think there's a very different racial history there, but certainly it's in that same line. Mm-hmm. And I think, we can acknowledge those things are problems, and I feel like this is, is in the same line.
Yeah. At one point in your film, you say, this is all we had. Apu reflected how America viewed us, servile, devious, goofy.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of the characters on The Simpsons are stereotypes. There's the Italian chef, and there's Willie, the Scottish groundskeeper. Why is Apu offensive, but these other Simpsons characters are not?
I mean, the word offensive is tricky just because, I was never offended.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, right,
it didn't offend my sensibility. It was more insulting.
Insulting. Okay. So then why is Apu insulting?
It's insulting because, first of all, it's not the best representation just based on he's heavily accented in an inauthentic accent. And he's in this position of service, never being able to move upward. Those are not necessarily the most positive things. The difference between that and, let's say, the Italian representation or groundskeeper Willie is that, there's many other Italian representations. There's other Scottish representations. And also the thing in America is that, those ethnic identities end up turning into whiteness. So, mm-hmm. We don't have that.
Yeah.
We don't have that kind of, other identity where we can be identified. It's basically, especially at that time, it was the, ridiculous Indian immigrant, and that stood in for all of us. I mean, if we lived in a culture where there was equal opportunities for representation, then equal opportunity offense is fair. But when you don't get to talk back, it's like, hitting somebody with their arms tied behind their back.
That raises the question, if Apu's character was voiced by a South Asian actor, would you still find Apu insulting?
Yeah, because it's a bad part.
Yeah.
Like, the character and the writing is what it is, right? So you could say it's one less degree because it doesn't completely fall in line with the white guy, brown paint aspect of it. But it's still, and we speak about this in the film, it's a brown voice actor, a brown actor being, being forced to choose between, do I feel good about this and will I get paid?
One of the first movies I did was a movie called Van Wilder with Ryan Reynolds, and I played an Indian exchange student. And I remember very clearly getting a phone call from my agent at the time, and she said, hey, I've got this audition for you. It's a supporting lead in a movie. She goes, okay, the character's name is Taj Mahal.
I'm Taj Mahal.
And I hung up the phone, and she calls me back. She's like, I knew you were going to do that. I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, I didn't major in theater and film to play Taj Mahal.
Right.
And she said, look, it's almost impossible for me to sell you without any credits, any legitimate credits on your resume. And I know that you probably won't want to do something like this, but I would really strongly urge you to take a look at it.
That is a choice that many different actors have had to make for quite some time. Like, you want a career in this art form, but, you know, you're viewed in this very skewed way, especially with TV and film. So, yeah, it changes. I don't know if it makes it better, but it changes the dynamic.
You talked with many of your fellow South Asian actors about Apu. What did they say about the character?
It was kind of a shared, you know, it was a shared phenomenon, which I knew, which is part of the reason I wanted to make the film. There was a lot of people who had the exact same experiences of, you know, this is a voice they heard growing up. They were mocked with it. As actors, they were told to do that particular voice because that's the, you know, because Hollywood isn't that creative and they want the same thing that's effective over and over again. And the Indian accent's funny, so do the Apu version of it.
How would you define patanking if you were to explain what that means?
Patanking is being asked to speak in a broad Indian accent with broad acting.
They want the accent to sound like this and they want your tongue to be really pulled back.
So patanking was going into a room and having to do that exact thing in front of people like a monkey.
So is that something that Hank Azaria is guilty of? Is he patanking in the way he voices Apu?
I don't think it's patanking just because he's not South Asian.
Right,
so
yeah.
For him, it's not like a, you know, it's straight, you know, clowning a group of people. And he got paid to do it. And certainly, like, at the time, the environment around these things is very different, you know. Like, people didn't find this an issue because nobody was there to complain. And the people who were complaining, nobody wanted to hear them and they were outnumbered. And so, you know, that's, you know, it's kind of a standard move. I mean, to be honest, even back then, I'm sure that the Indian accent is hacky. It's cliched. It's an easy laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And for The Simpsons, it kind of is weird because it just feels like, oh, my God, the show is so much smarter than this.
Yeah. And at one point in your documentary, you say that to understand your quest to get rid of Apu, we need to understand the complicated and diverse experiences of South Asian Americans in this country.
Right.
What is it that we need to understand?
That, you know, we have to understand that the idea of Indian Americans is very broad. Like, this is a singular experience that they're mocking of the Indian immigrant. It's a very broad experience, even from Indian to Pakistani to Sri Lankan to Bangladeshi. You know, you have so many different histories and religions and languages and cultures, and it's so much more complicated than what is depicted. And, you know, you have this one character representing a whole generation, essentially. And it's this white dude doing a voice of a male convenience store owner. And meanwhile, you know, how many stories don't get told?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
like, yeah.
You know, all the different people with different identities, you know, and all their identities intersect to be able to share their stories, right? Like, I want to see, like, a brown queer woman be able to share her story, you know, versus, you know, somebody else playing that part and writing that script. You know, and honestly, it's not just progress and fairness, it's more interesting. Like, everyone's, you know, in entertainment is looking for the next big thing. What is the new thing we haven't done yet? And unfortunately, you know, and maybe fortunately for the creators of the art, the new thing is the old thing. It's the old thing that we weren't allowed to share. I mean, this Apu movie is old to me, right? The ideas are old. I've known this since I was 15 or 16. But what makes it interesting is that I get to share it. And I get to speak to people, and I get to tell people what happened, and I wasn't allowed to before. There's a generation that wasn't allowed to talk back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what's really exciting about now.
Yeah, for sure. The Simpsons introduced Apu's nephew, Jamshed, or Jay, in a 2016 episode called Much Apu About Something. And you talked to the actor Utkarsh Ambudkar, am I saying his name right?
That's right.
Yeah, who voiced this character. What did he say about that experience?
I mean, he was very excited. Utkarsh is also a Simpsons fan like I was growing up. And also this character was a really exciting possibility, right? Like, oh, finally we get a voice. And at the end he was disappointed because he felt like, did we really have a voice or was this a token Indian American character to just meet the complaints that people have recently heard that this character, you know, this Apu character is messed up? And was it just, you know, did they use me to get to that end?
There's a moment where I'm, like, bashing Apu, and I'm like, you're a stereotype. Why do you talk like that? And I had an alt where I was like, you sound like a white guy doing a bad version of an Indian accent. I'll say that, and then you cut to the real Hank Azaria in the booth.
That's so good.
Look and have him look at the camera.
So good.
And then cut back to the cartoon.
That like solves the thing. Did you do the take?
I did, but they weren't having it.
Was there ever a moment of second guessing, or was there ever a moment of regret? Maybe I shouldn't have. Like maybe I'm taking them off the hook by doing this. Like was there ever that?
Oh, yeah, when I watched it.
Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, The Simpsons wins. Hmm. I wanted to win.
That makes me wonder, do you think this was the writer's, producer's way of trying to make an apology for Apu?
I don't know if it's an apology, but it's at least an acknowledgement.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
Because what's the point of an apology if nothing changes?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's not to say you need to kill Apu or anything. I mean, there's creative solutions, whether it's like giving him a new job, whether it's, you know, giving him other layers or, yeah. Oh, he's decided to own multiple Quickie Marts. And because that's often what happens. If we're going to say that there's some truth in stereotypes, well, the full truth is a lot of South Asian folks who do work in convenience stores end up buying the store and buying other stores. Like, it becomes a franchise, you know? Yeah. That's the part that gets left out.
Yeah, and the main through line in your film is your quest to talk to Hank Azaria, the voice of Apu, but he wouldn't talk to you. Why not?
I think he felt uncomfortable about the fact that I controlled the edit.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, whatever I was going to say, whatever he was going to be interviewed about, I was going to choose how to edit it. And that was frustrating, you know, just because, you know, I say this in the film, like, the idea that you get to choose. Like, the idea that you get to choose how you want to be seen. I don't get to choose how I want to be seen. Like,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's a good point, yeah. In an email that Hank Azaria sent you, he said that he would be interested in reconnecting after the film is released. Now that the film has been released and has aired on True TV, have you reconnected with him? Have you reached out to him? Has he reached out to you?
No, I mean, at this point, I feel like it's the ball's in his court if he wants to do it. Like, I've made a whole film about this, so I feel like I've done my part of it. But, you know, I think... When we were doing the film, I called, you know, we arranged a phone call. Hank wanted to talk to me, and he called me. This is off camera, so it wasn't actually in the film. He called me, and we had a really nice conversation, and he talked about how he liked what I was doing, and he understood why I needed to make this film. But he also said that, like, you know, he really needed to think about whether he felt comfortable with the edit, and his solution was, let's have a third party interview the both of us, or conduct the interview. So, you know, whether that was WTF with Marc Maron or Fresh Air with Terry Gross, something else that could, you know, another place where there was proof of what the interview actually was. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the idea is, well, that holds me accountable. And I said, fine. I said, absolutely. If that's what you need for us to do this, let's do it. And he still said no. I wonder, was he trying to call my bluff? And I'm like, no, I'll do it. Like, you know, I'm fine with whatever. And to be perfectly honest, I've been talking about Apu for so long. Like, if he never approached me again about it, I'm probably fine with moving on with my life.
Oh, so, yeah. Sure, you got lots of stuff going on.
If he does bring it up, part of me is almost annoyed. Like, oh, now I got to talk. Yeah. It's been years. We've moved past this. Like, I got to do this again?
Yeah. A writer named Manal Faruqi wrote that your film should have also discussed Apu's wife, Manjula, because even though she wasn't as big a character as Apu was, Manjula represented South Asian women with the same tired stereotypes that have plagued them for decades. What's your response to that?
That's a very fair criticism, and I wish we had. I feel like you have a limited amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't like a full two-hour documentary, which is honestly what I wanted to make, was a longer, more kind of academic thing. This was 49 minutes, limited amount of time.
Yeah.
I felt like we were able to talk about them broadly as immigrants and how they were represented, and you know, and Apu is the center, and he is the one that's in the show the whole time, and Manjula is you know, introduced later. But I do wish that was mentioned. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's a fair criticism. I tried to do the best I could with representation in terms of the voices we spoke and who spoke in the film and shared their stories. But you know, it is. As a filmmaker now, I understand how hard it is to meet all the objectives you have when you go in.
Yeah.
even if you have the footage, because there isn't enough space and time, and there's other people who have opinions as well that you have to consider. So, you know, I have nothing negative to say about that criticism. If I was able to, I would have.
Uh-huh.
This is, I mean, and I wish I had.
Yeah.
And it's too late now, but that's, it would have been nice even briefly to put that in there.
Yeah. What do you want people to take away from seeing The Problem with Apu?
I hope, first of all, I hope they see it. I think a lot of people, especially on the internet, critiqued it without ever seeing it.
Yeah.
It just became a stand-in for these larger issues about political correctness and representation that people, you know, were frustrated by, but they haven't actually seen it. And I end up countering a lot of the arguments I end up hearing after the fact. So first thing I'd say, just watch the film open-minded. I mean, like, you know, I think about it in terms of, as a comedian, no one's ever criticized The Simpsons. And it was cool to be able to make a film that is critical of The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a show I love. So you criticize the things you love. That's okay. And also in terms of pop culture, The Simpsons makes fun of pop culture all the time. That's one of their hallmarks. So
yeah.
what's a bigger Simpsons move than making fun of The Simpsons?
That's comedian Hari Kondabolu. You can watch his documentary, The Problem with Apu, on True TV. Shortly after we spoke with Hari, The Simpsons finally responded to his criticism.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
It's hard to say. Something that started decades ago and was applauded and inoffensive is now politically incorrect. What can you do?
Some things will be dealt with at a later date.
If at all.
A quick update from Hari. He tweeted, quote, "Wow, politically incorrect? That's the takeaway from my movie and the discussion it sparked? Man, I really love this show. This is sad. I just want to say congratulations to The Simpsons for being talked about and being seen as relevant again." End quote. If you want to catch Hari live, he'll be performing at the Comedy Club on State in Madison on April 19th through the 21st.